Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Remember, DEFCONs go from 5-1 in terms of most serious.
Yeah, people get this wrong all the time.
What DEFCON are we at right now? That was a bad weekend, man. That was a real bad weekend. And then they play the Twins. And then I believe they have the Tigers coming up. And, oh boy, you I know they're like, hey, you don't know what your team is till Memorial Day. And I'm like, man, could they put themselves to bed by Memorial Day? Because they are tied right now with the Twins for the wild card. And I blink because we were winning some games, but the Tigers were winning just as much. So they kept that weird pad at 2.5 games. Like, I think there was one day we crawled back within a game and a half. And now after the weekend, we are 5.5 back. We are tied with the Royals right now.
Yeah, things shifted very, very quickly.
This is not good. Well, this is not good.
You didn't expect a series like that, but you just said about like the team. What is this team? They've been kind of all over the place. We were kind of laughing about how they had this terrible run differential, but we're still winning games.
Yeah.
And the only reason they weren't in first is because of the division they were in, and it all kind of fell apart. You know, because they were chasing Detroit, and it all fell apart immediately, and it happened to be against Tito, which I don't know if that stung more to people or not. Because I thought a lot of people got over Tito last year just because of the way that Vogt burst onto the scene and kind of started to manage them in a different way, more aggressively.
Should I be upset with Stephen Vogt over the weekend? The starting pitching was just blah. Blah. You know, if you can't hit, you can't hit. I mean, what else do I want Stephen Vogt to do? I'm serious.
Well, I think...
I mean, they moved Brian Rocchio down. Everybody was upset that Brian Rocchio was still on the roster. Okay, well, they moved him down. So what else am I... I mean, Nolan Jones is... let me make sure here. I don't want
to
shoot my mouth off here.
You're still good.
But Nolan Jones is not batting second anymore. So I want to make sure of that. Because that was a wild experiment there for a minute. When I have Peterlin having to make big arguments about exit velocity on hard hit outs, okay, we're in a weird spot here with this young man. So this has been a bad weekend. This has been a bad weekend.
That first game against the Reds, they did bat Nolan Jones second because I think they liked the matchup. For whatever reason, against the starting pitcher.
I mean, okay, I guess I'll go after him for that. But like yesterday, I had Santana back paddling and dropping the ball and all the other stuff in the side. I mean, there's just...
Well, and then Will Benson just annihilating us.
It was a slew of former Cleveland dwellers just beating you all weekend.
Yeah.
Players and coaches.
Not good. Not good.
Scott Barlow was in on it.
I know, I saw that too.
Judas Priest.
So yeah,
that's right.
It was really, really rough, and to go down there and have that happen like that, it's just crushing. Now, the only thing I'd pause, because you're asking about DEFCON, the only thing I'd pause is like this is one thing about where baseball is totally different than the other sports. This is the team is going to be totally different here in what? Because Elaine Thomas.
Yes.
Okay, Fry.
I understand that.
Before they leave Minnesota.
But why I reached the – that's like it's not DEFCON 1, but why we're at a DEFCON. Are you always at a DEFCON no matter what? Like, yes. Is DEFCON 5 right. Just DEFCON 5, yeah. Like, steady? Okay. The reason
I think they'd take them off.
See,
it's been a minute. I think they'll take them off every
once in a while. I thought
you
had to move into DEFCON. I thought that you're like, okay, it's DEFCON 5. Like, we are officially in DEFCON mode. Why I'm even in it now is like, hey, man, like I know Lane Thomas will be back soon enough and David Fry's working and you got Shane Bieber who's throwing now and all the other good stuff. And it's like, hey, that's all great. But by the time you get any of these guys back, like this is a pivotal week, You're on the road for both. You don't have a break until what? Next Thursday?
Yes.
Next Thursday after the Dodgers of all teams come to town. This is a, you know, I'm a DEFCON too. Just because of the situation we're in, I have hope and faith that they'll be able to do what's necessary to stick around. But my God, you got two divisional opponents. One is at the top of the division. They're both on the road. And then by the time you come home over Memorial Day weekend, it's the Dodgers. So by next Tuesday, when we're back after the Memorial Day holiday, I mean, we're on Monday through Friday this week, and then, you know, by next Tuesday, I mean, it could be funeral music. I swear to God, I don't want to be that crazy. It's still May 19th, but you've left me no choice. They're 5.5 back. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a negative Nelly about this or a Nancy or whatever you want to say, but my God, it's... this is not good. Well, and when you have the starting pitching has got to be the most concerning because the starting pitching is young. And when the starting pitching is young and it's still uneven, like that's always been our calling card. Good, not so good. It hasn't really been ugly. There's been like one time where it was ugly, but that's it. But we've always had young, promising starting pitching. And right now, they're all over the place. Gavin Williams all over the place. Tanner Bibee's all over the place. I'd love
Lively's
to get...
Lively's getting... is he getting a second opinion or is he getting a look? That's not news you want at any point.
Lively was a borrow anyway, so it was like, all right, we knew that eventually he would bottom out here. But like Luis Ortiz, 25 years old, starting to get straightened out a little bit. I mean, he did his damnedest yesterday.
Better than we thought it was going to go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did his damnedest yesterday, so I guess that's one little glimmer of hope. Like the McKenzie thing's done. He's over in Arizona right now. I mean, Hill, Tone, we're in a bit of a pickle here, bud.
It's really rough.
Tight spot.
And I will add to the fact this won't matter to the diehard Guardian fans, but like now that basketball has come to an abrupt end, you know, the focus is on this baseball team. And the weather's getting nicer. This is when the place
gonna hear the same old arguments.
This is when the place gets a lot more eyeballs. And so you talked about a very, very crucial stretch. Well, this is absolutely going
to
be
it
that.
It is Memorial Day is the time that you start going, okay, fans get out to the ballpark. You get Dodgers. Then you get Angels. Then you're on the road, New York and Houston. And then just at the Yankees. And then you're back for Houston. So it's like teams that should be drawing people out to the ballpark. And you could totally lose your fan base.
I think the Limas are going to a game next week.
We are looking at it.
Against the Dodgers.
It's in play.
Well, if they would have won this weekend, they'd probably definitely be in.
Well, does that matter? If they go out and they suck up the room this weekend, does that mean the Limas don't go?
No. This is just anything by any means necessary to try to do something else to see if we can, you know, calm the waters at home.
Here's Steven Vogt on facing the Twins and Tigers coming up this week.
We obviously know that they're both good and know the Twins are playing really well right now, so are the Tigers. So this was going to be a tough trip. We knew that coming into it. Not off to the best start, but we have a chance to rebound, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, not off the best start. You can rebound. You can rebound.
Some might say it's the worst start you could have to a road trip.
Yeah, yeah. Did the Reds already win the Ohio Cup? Do we know that?
They got three more in June. So we can at least tie, which would keep the cup at home.
You maintain with a tie.
Okay. so we can at least hold on. Yeah, because they got to take it away from us, right?
Cold, dead hands. It's a whole
thing. Take it out of our cold, dead hands. That's you know what? That's exactly right. Well said.
Yeah, it's got to be a motivator at this point.
This is a...
Was there any audio on the Ohio Cup?
I don't
think... Looking through here and all my files. Got a bunch of Caitlin Clark.
So this is like a weird thing where they had rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. And they all symbolized it by the hats for rivalry weekend. Were you taken in by the hats for rivalry weekend of baseball?
I don't mind. You know, I don't want baseball to become the NBA where it's different every game, and the actual court is different every game now.
What's another thing you could buy? The hat is another thing you could buy. Yeah,
I don't mind this though. I don't really mind this all that much.
You're gonna like this. You can stay
with
this.
You can stay within the confines of your identity. You know.
Well.
Part of the hope.
I did think the Reds with the black jerseys that said Cincy and then also a hat that's different again.
Yeah. I wanted to mark to Owen here. Now, hold on. I wanted to make sure. So I say to Owen, I keep the count of the games that I watch. And last year I got 100. What did I get? 150? No, I didn't get 150.
No, I got
like
120 or 130.
Yeah, something like that.
There.
I got to get back to that number. So I was at 26 coming into the week or coming into the month.
Okay.
2, 5, that's 7. And then I did not get to see Saturday. I got
to
see yesterday. I got to see Friday because Friday started at 5 o'clock. So I got the whole kit and caboodle of that one, and it didn't work out well for Tanner Bibee then. If I watch, because Saturday, because we had that event on Saturday, but in the midday, the Yankees and Mets played. Can I count that towards my total? Or do I have to count for a Guardians game? I want an official ruling on this.
I think it's different. I think you got to have a Major League Baseball total and a Guardians.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking if I watch two other Major League Baseball games, can that count as a Guardians game? Or is it like, hey, you don't watch the Guardians, you don't watch the Guardians?
Well,
because I can accept either or.
And they do have the Yankees coming up, so if you can use it as a scouting opportunity.
Ooh, that's a hell of a point. Because I wanted to, honestly, I did want to see. I was flipping around. There was a little bit of PGA Championship on Saturday, and I was still flipping. I go, hey, Yankees, Mets, Juan Soto. Even though I had no care about him in free agency, because I knew like there's no chance we'd ever land him. So what's the point of me caring? I go, I want to see the reaction with Juan Soto going up to the plate at Yankee Stadium. Saw that at Yankee Stadium. There was a smattering of boos. It wasn't like what it was on Friday, but I ended up watching Yankees-Mets on Saturday. I thought you'd be interested in that, considering you don't get to watch a lot of other baseball. Neither of us get to watch a lot of other baseball other than the Guardians.
No, and I have obviously had the marathon stuff going on all weekend.
Yes.
So
marathon weekend.
Wasn't able to catch any of that. You know what I think it's reinforcing for me is that, you know, baseball was so hot for me at the end of last year where – it was the first time in a while I'd actually been dialed into the World Series, and I was actually entertained by it. But I'm noticing, and the pitch clock, I absolutely loved it. I loved how they sped up the games. All of that, to me, made such a difference to grab a fan like me, who's not necessarily all into baseball at this stage of my life. And I did notice that it still is really not going to pick up again for me until after the NBA season's over. The NBA just consumes too much of my watching, and it's every night. I mean, until Saturday night was the first night where there was no NBA in like 2 months, month and a half. They just have so many games, and everyone, you know, has been so important that it's just hard at right now, again, this stage of my life, I can't be dialed into random baseball games. It's not happening.
I mean, especially with over the last few years, I've been watching the Guardians like a bastard. Like, I haven't been watching. There's been a couple of games I had. Again, I had to miss Saturday, but everything else, it's like, all right, I'm seeing them, and I'm seeing the other ones. I'm not at that point with the. Well, excuse me. I'm not at that point with the Cavs where I thought I'd be. I just put the sport away for the rest of it. Like I watched a little bit of Game 7 yesterday. I watched. Up until it got out of hand with the Knicks and with Boston and the Knicks on Friday night. I wanted to watch that. I got to see that. It was right after because the Guardians started at 5, so they got that game in. So I got to see New York and Boston. I felt good for our buddy Jerry Ferrara. And then I saw the other fans, like Jason Sudeikis is on the side. Is Jason Sudeikis a big Knicks fan, or is he just, does he just bop around?
He was live from New York for a while. He's a Kansas City guy, so I guess it's open for free agency, right?
Yeah,
they have no team.
Is he the big Caitlin Clark fan as well?
Yes.
He was at every one of her big games?
Yes.
Who's that country singer who said he was a big Browns fan, but we found out he was also...
Travis Paisley.
That's right. Let's not talk about Travis Tritt. Come on. Brad Paisley. Yeah, he's the Brad...
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Is he the Brad Paisley of actors? Where you just move around from different teams because they're showing all these, and I go, okay, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, I know, is a big Knicks fan. Like, all those people they showed are a big Knicks fan, and then it's Jason Sudeikis. And I go, I think he's a big Knicks fan.
I did wonder, was it good to see Boston crash out the way they did, or does it come at the expense of, but now the Knicks are in, and the Knicks have the small guard, and they were able to get here, and nobody thought they had a chance to get there. Does it make you angry that this thing was so wide open?
Can I give you my answer about that later?
Yeah.
Because I had that question. I wrote that question down on Friday night as that game came to a long and terrible end. I wrote that exact thing down. I want to give you that answer coming up in a bit. 7-2 with all this going on in the NBA playoffs. Maybe it's just better if the Cavs stay together. Kurt Warner was on Jim Rome's show on Saturday. This is a clip from Saturday, I should say. Kurt Warner was on Jim Rome's show and speaking about one of our great quarterbacks. Because, we got four of them right now. And I'd like to say, he said this about Dylan Gabriel. He didn't say this about Dylan Gabriel. I like to say, he said this about two other quarterbacks. No, I didn't say that about two other quarterbacks. He did say this about Shedeur Sanders.
My evaluation was the most accurate quarterback, I thought, in this draft. When he sets his feet, when he's comfortable in the pocket, and he delivers the football, the ball goes where he wants it to go. This was a quarterback that was asked to have to win football games for his team. I don't think that can be overstated. To have to go out there and throw the ball every single week for your team to be successful, and that's with an offensive line that struggled over the last couple of years. I think there was a lot to like about Shedeur Sanders. He wasn't a fifth-round prospect, in my opinion, But again, I'm going solely off of tape. What I know off of tape, I thought he put some really, really good things on tape. And I'm excited to see how this Cleveland quarterback room plays out.
So this is about to be a tough conversation because I know we have to have this conversation. Lima believes it's not even worth it. There's more conversation out there about the Saints and their need for QBs. Where right now on their roster, they have Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haner. Sounds like a pro wrestler. They got those three guys on their roster at the quarterback position. And it's been thought of, and I think it's because a lot of people don't know where the Saints are going with anything they're doing. They got a new head coach. That head coach is an offensive guy. Then you hear this stuff out of Pittsburgh from their morning show. Like, they're hearing that they're trying to trade for Chris Olave over with the Steelers now because they want to put something around Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know whether they're coming or going. I don't know if I'd move from Chris Olave if I'm a new head coach and I'd want to help out my new quarterback in Tyler Shuck. But either way, that's the way that some people are talking. I brought this up. You immediately, we kind of mentioned it earlier last week. Like, yeah, we kind of did, but this is a conversation that ain't going to go away. And we're going to have to find somebody that we kind of like to move one of these QBs. And I don't want to pussyfoot around it. I think we know who we're talking about here. The three, whether fans like to hear this or not, whether I like to hear it or not, the guy would be Joe Flacco, or who you would trade. As of right now, whatever you think of Kenny Pickett, whatever I do, they love Kenny Pickett, and the other two are rookies that they drafted, so they're not going to move on from those guys to see whether or not they strike gold. The 40-year-old quarterback just is not going to be a part of that equation.
Yeah, I mean, just given more and more time to truly think about it, and it makes sense, obviously, Shedeur and Gabriel were talking about real investments, even though they were third-round picks. Normally, the way we look at the NFL, we're like, flyer, third-round pick. Oh, then fifth round. Will he even make the team? That's normally what we say, but we understand because of the Browns situation, where they're at, they kind of missed their championship window and blew that already. So you feel like, all right, rebuild is in the offing. You want to play young guys. You want to play young guys and do the old see what you have. Flacco, if we remember correctly, I mean, Pickett was here. Then they went and got Flacco, and it's not like Flacco is his contract is basically all incentives, right? I mean,
$4 million
and nothing.
It could be upward of 13, but they have to basically win the Super Bowl for him to get $13 million.
So doesn't it feel like just you go through the priority lists or the order of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Operations here, just based on that alone, Flacco is the odd man out.
Yes.
Even though me and you had warmed up to when we had Flacco, we interviewed him, we went nuts kind of as a gag, but the fact was the last time we had Flacco, we had all these warm and fuzzies, you know, up until the playoff game, really the second half of the playoff
game.
Well,
I think, and this is going to be a very interesting dance that they have to dance. So you and I, we're going to have to find a point where we're not excited, but we're accepting of a possible trade. Are you accepting of a possible trade with him and the Saints?
Because
it sounded for a second like, I don't want to talk about this right now.
The reason I had pushback at all is I'm like, why are the Saints trading anything? Why are they giving up anything for Joe Flacco?
Because
they're in the same spot that the Browns are right now.
You would think. I would think. So, but I don't think, I don't know if anybody knows exactly what either team is trying to do.
They have two young quarterbacks.
They have a rookie quarterback who they obviously drafted over the two guys that the Browns have.
Yes.
They have Spencer Rattler, who you have seen start games in the NFL, and it hasn't been
greatest. But I think with so many of these things, you guys, like, I got a organization in Cleveland that's probably trying to rebuild. They're trying to do two things at once. They're trying to win and rebuild at the same time, which is almost impossible to do. And I think the Saints are the same way. I mean, you ask Mickey Loomis, I don't think that he wants to start a rebuild or anything because it probably means his job, even though he's been there for umpteen years, for crying out loud. I mean, he's been there a long time. But I think that neither of these organizations really want a true rebuild. So they're kind of stuck in this, okay, what are you going to do? How are you going to be able to do both these things? So like Joe Flacco, all right, Joe Flacco's 40. Is he enough to take care of it? But what doesn't make sense to me, your rookie QB is 26 years old. You basically have to put him in there. Like, it's not like, well, we'll start the season with somebody else. It's like, nah, this guy's 26.
Yeah, let's go.
Our QBs are pups. I got one 24-year-old, which some people think are a little bit older, and I got a 22-year-old in Shedeur Sanders. Okay, we got to get him moving sooner or later. And then we have the Kenny Pickett thing. So this 40-year-old quarterback, why it might not make sense for me with the Saints is because of the same situation. So I'm open to anything because I have to be because I think that they're going to move him. And I think the biggest thing that they need to do is that I know for a fact on my kids, obviously, that because you know I love to say that, the guys in the locker room trusted Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for, because I think that Kenny Pickett's probably going to start the year. It's important for Kenny Pickett to build that trust. Now, from what I'm told, there have already been some, how should I say this? Off-season activities. Well, activity sounds bad. It sounds like they're out there doing salacious things. There's been some there's off-season, perfectly fine and wholesome get-togethers between Kenny Pickett and the veterans on this team, because that's what Kenny has to do. He's sure, got to gain yeah. their trust and show them that he's going to be a leader. Because if you don't, and then you good on, if you move on from Joe Flacco, this thing's dead in the water already. And I know that there's so many cynical fans who are saying, yeah, Ken, it already is dead in the water. All right, they got to try to give it a chance. So if they're going to move on from Joe, all right, they respect Joe. They got to respect the other guys who are eventually going to be playing quarterback. And so if it starts off week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, Kenny Pickett, they got to have faith in him. I mean, he's got to be able to throw the ball and throw the ball well and conduct the offense. But there has to be a personal faith in him. And that's what they've been missing for years.
Are fans who already, there's a segment of the emotional fan base that, you know, the Nick Chubb thing hit really hard. And they're very upset with the organization over this. They can't understand how, if the team is supposed to be really bad this year, why can't you have Nick Chubb? Like, that's just going to be something that permeates, I think, with a big part of the fan base, just a lot of the discussion. But not only that, like the Joe Flacco, and I don't know what the rating was for Joe Flacco overall as fans. It's tough to say because, you know, the last time we saw Joe Flacco, he looked like Joe Flacco again, the erratic, you know, third stage of his career,
like the
Joe Flacco
quarterback.
Yeah, but then there are the fans where, hey, at least we know Jerry Jeudy has a chance to have a big year with Joe Flacco. Maybe Njoku has a chance to have a big year
but
with Joe Flacco.
Jerry Jeudy,
are there going to be fans that are going to be, man, we already took away Nick Chubb. Now you're taking away a guy that would make us competitive.
I understand that. But Jerry Jeudy, I don't think that for those fans, I'd say I think that Jerry Judy's probably going to have a big year anyway. He was the number one target of how many different quarterbacks last year? Jerry Jeudy got his. He got his stats. He got over 1,000 yards receiving. Like, yeah, I don't think anything has to worry about Jerry Jeudy.
It kind of seemed like when he had a quarterback who was willing to really air it out and could do so, like he was off and running.
Of course.
With Jameis.
Of course.
But then the last two games of the year when they were in tank mode, Jerry Jeudy looked like Denver Broncos Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Didn't look happy to be there, was dropping balls, committing penalties.
I think he knew what was going on, and I don't think anybody would be feeling good about it. There's so many things that didn't make sense through the entire year and then certainly over the last month of the season. But just getting back to it, I think we are going to have to find somebody we're comfortable with where it makes sense. For me, for the Saints, it doesn't make as much sense to bring in a 40-year-old quarterback when you have the youth movement at the quarterback position, unless they are truly just, they're holding on to Chris Olave, they are trying to win now, they're trying to do everything they can to win now. But I don't think that when you take a guy who's 26 years old and you take him in the second round, like he basically has to play as soon as he's possibly ready to play. And what assets are you trading for a $4 million 40-year-old quarterback to start the year for a 26-year-old? Like, I don't know if that's going to compete with them. Somebody somewhere might lose a backup during the preseason. Then they want to be a competitive team. So if you're looking at a Rams situation or somewhere in there, like I'm just naming teams off the top of my head where if they were to find themselves into a bit of a bind and we know they want to be competitive, what would they do? I think that those would be situations we talk about with trades because he is an affordable quarterback at $4 million plus incentives to be a backup somewhere. I don't think you're trading him to be a starter somewhere, but we've seen crazier things happen.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, Kenny, it was, you know, not a great sports weekend for the Guardians.
No, it wasn't.
Certainly down. So we have to start out with.
I'm a no like.
So obviously, they go down there, and boy, it's a rough start to the Ohio Cup. Ohio Cup's pretty much start and a finish. You get two opportunities.
True.
I do think, we've talked about this before, we realign the divisions. You got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Are we doing Detroit?
Probably.
And where else do you go from there? Toronto, just because yeah. The fans have a nice rivalry. Like the fans that jump into town every time we play Toronto.
Okay.
Like
get rid of Kansas nice City beef. And Minnesota.
The fans here don't care about yeah. Kansas City, Minnesota, the White Sox.
Too far.
It's just, they
agree.
Just don't. Can't
car trip that.
Totally agree.
Well, the White Sox you can. But it's still
White Sox. You can.
Do you want to go to their ballpark?
No,
ballpark, but going to Chicago is fun.
Yes,
having a reason to go to Chicago and go. Well, I'm going to a Guardians game, and then maybe you get there and things get away from you, and you don't make it to the game.
Yeah, and I know just
and go, you have a great time.
Just going up and down.
I'm a no likes.
Like Kwan is struggling right now yes. with the 4-game losing streak, and you kind of look directly at him, right? When he's a little off. They just don't have a lot of answers. What is he, 1 for his last 15?
He's what we call a table setter.
I like that.
And he can't set the table right now.
I'm going to file that one away. That is a good one. But really, I mean.
You know that?
No, I do. It's just when you say it like that, it is such common sense.
I've always called right? him a leader offer.
I like that too. I'm writing that down. Yeah. They kind of go as far as him and Jose. I think we know that. And if one of those guys is slumping
oh, yeah.
at any time, it's a big struggle. And then. It just hurts doubly when
I'm a no like
Tito is over there.
I'm a no like
and Will Benson. Like Will Benson, I mean, this was a guy
power hitting phenom. Will Benson,
was he even with the club? Wasn't he just
he went
in a
up
minor?
And down. He had those no,
he
little
was,
flashes
he was up
where,
for a bit.
Where he'd come up and hit well for a week, yeah. and then you go, I want to see more of him. And then it's like, I saw enough. And then he went to Cincinnati. He goes, just like Yandy Diaz before him, just like, I mean, there's been a boatload of guys that hit for other clubs now that didn't do anything when they were in Cleveland.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yandy Diaz was always like, he's built like a brick house, and then he'd warning track. And now he was raking with Tampa Bay after, which sucks because we didn't get to enjoy that.
Just like Gio Urshela.
Like Brandon Phillips. That one hurt. Yeah. Brandon Phillips hurt. That one hurt.
Yeah, because you can't afford, like in our situation at all, like we can't afford to ever lose talent. Like, we can't miss on guys.
Right.
You just have very little margin for, even with a really good front office, it just really, really hurts, especially with this payroll. But, you know, we've been over that. Unfortunately,
I'm a no lie.
I was excited about these big basketball games where I thought Boston could put the pressure on New York. Then they just get obliterated. And then, you know, the Jrue Holiday stuff, which Bobby Marks was the one that started at the end of last week.
Oh, my goodness.
And I started making a case. Yeah, I can make a case. Well, not only did he flop in that game, and he looked done. Everybody involved just looked out of it. So that was
4 points.
That was a terrible game. And then last night, or yesterday, I should say, in the afternoon, I'm like, finally, a 3:30 game seven. That to me is, I've been making this push that stop putting everything in prime time on Sunday nights. Like, let's have something in the middle of the day where we already know, like when that NCAA Women's Championship. Yes. Was in the middle of the day. Got bigger rating than anything they put in prime time. So let's do something where all the eyeballs can actually be on something. And then that game was over by the end of the second half. Second quarter, they went on a run, blitzed the hell out of Denver, and it was domination. It was the Oklahoma City you saw all from the regular season. So it didn't end up mattering. Made it a moot point, but
Lima no likes.
I lost a TV face-off at a bar.
Oh.
To the Indy 500 qualifying, was that even live what they were showing?
Well, it's a yesterday? It's a big issue now. You can't even play.
Yeah,
you can't play
some
the music.
Sort of like Italian.
Yeah, you got to find something different.
For Murray Hill,
it's become a big issue because they have a hybrid package on these cars now, and what it does, it's put the weight distribution towards the end, and we're seeing a lot of cars. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
We got to have
something. We're seeing a lot more wrecks in practice and qualifying because the ass end of these cars are sliding out from behind them, and these guys are hitting the wall.
You know what they need? Stricter plates, man. Get them in there.
No. Well, the NASCAR cars don't even have restrictor plates anymore.
I see.
You didn't know that, did you? Well, we only have 500 horsepower.
Put two of them on there. Oh.
Which, that's another thing. I'm glad I got to see the All-Star Open because they started the NASCAR All-Star Race at 8 p.m. and then they can't pass each other in the short tracks because, you know, they only have 500 horsepower.
And then what's
so
the point?
So you can't go on the straightaways. It's great.
You're not really racing.
Wonderful racing.
Anyway, is this something that I just assumed, like,
there's
bars.
There's no way a bar should ever let.
That was my question.
Especially when it's not. Are people betting on these qualifiers?
I don't know. I feel like people are betting on everything.
That's true.
In some capacity.
But that it's guy, game seven of a...
Well, the guy was there 10 minutes before I was. Oh. And it was an outside patio, but enclosed. So they had one TV out there.
Okay.
Just one TV. They're and the Guardians game had just ended. So I understand. I'm not going to... I never have asked, can you put any other team, any other sport on over if the Guardians are on, the Guardians are on. If a Cleveland sporting event is on, it's on. That I'm understanding. Even if a game seven is still way more important to me than any one baseball game, I get it. I would never try to infringe on that. But in the hierarchy of things, Indy 500, not even the Indy 500, It's the qualifier.
You didn't go around and get votes from everyone?
I didn't.
And say, hey, what do you guys want?
Yeah, you should have went person to person, like, checking it off.
By the way, we're talking about the sports weekend in general.
I'm a no likes.
And the pecking order of things. I didn't watch, and I swear to you, I did not watch the PGA Championship. This is the first time in my adult life I have missed a major. Not only did I miss it, I mean, it just didn't even occur to me to ever go out of my way. Now, I was at the marathon all weekend, and there's a slew of events that I'm doing. And I
saw some of the signs that people made.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a second. I can't really share one of the signs.
I think I will.
But the PGA Championship, how the mighty have fallen for me. And now I'm wondering, there was a time in my life where tennis left my radar and it never came back. Never came back, no matter how surreal some of the greats, you know, were doing on the tennis circuit. It just was gone. Tennis is gone for me. There's no matter what. My buddy Dustin loves his tennis. It's over. I'm done. I'm not picking up tennis anymore. It's not going to re-enter my product ladder, Kenny, as you like to say.
Yeah.
It's just done. I'm worried about golf because, like, I watched the Masters. Is it going to be where I just watch the U.S. Open and the Masters every year, a little of the British because it's early, but the PGA Championship is just the names. And Scottie Scheffler is just
not a name for you?
He's a big name. Does nothing for me.
Wow.
Nowhere near.
You're just out on golf.
But I'm not. I'm going to watch the Masters. I will watch the Masters.
Remember when he got arrested?
That was awesome.
Yeah, I thought that would bring. It didn't. Didn't do anything for me. So, I don't know. Meanwhile, at the marathon is on my,
I'm
you know
alive.
Me. You know, long slew. It's been in the family. Running has been in the right. Lima family, as you know. A sport that I knew nothing about until 4 years ago. Yeah. Things changed drastically. Now I emcee the Boston Marathon. It was an honor to be working with the great Catherine Bosley and Carl Gruber, Kenny, experienced vet. He's run 78 marathons. But the signs were what got me all weekend long at the 48th running of the Cleveland Marathon. And the one that stuck out, a guy ran 26.2 with
Lemon Likes.
A sign that said, keep the Browns downtown. 26.2. Yeah, that's it. And Chris Ronayne was up there on the stage with me. I said, hey, I'm not going to litigate this right now. This is not the time or the place.
That's over twice as far as they want to move away from they're at.
I didn't know this. I might have went to the marathon here had I known that after the marathon they were having a dog and pony show. That would have went well.
All I know is he has dug his heels in, and I did not see Mayor Bibb. Mayor Bibb has not been at the Cleveland Marathon.
There was
one of the hallmark events of the city. We've not seen him.
And we're just getting started.
The one sign,
and there's
man.
26 miles where he could have been.
At least be at point two of them.
Yeah. He just has to show up at one of them. He could hold one water for the leader. Here you go. And I'm out.
The one very sexually suggestive sign that this woman was carrying around
here. I did post.
Wow.
And one last one.
I'm alive.
Did Owen's kid hit a grand freaking slam?
Yeah, he did.
That'll be four bags, Mr. Bellhop. Thank you very much.
Over the fence.
Whoa.
Over
yeah, not an inside the Parker.
Yeah, he wasn't a little eager.
Did he go opposite field?
He went to the gap in right center, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, he's got
awesome.
He's pretty good at it.
That's awesome, man.
I got to think that clearing the fence. Is there anything bigger?
Nothing.
What would be
nothing.
Bigger for a kid? Maybe you're for if you're a very few people can do this, but if you dunk a basketball for the very first time, that's got to be cool in a game.
When you're 11, that'd be great if you dunked a basketball when you were 11. Yeah. I will tell you, I have to say thanks to the other team. We did not have it on our game changer. My wife wasn't there. It was prom for our high school, so half of the moms weren't there. And afterwards, Toby mustered it up. My wife texted me first, and I didn't do it. But Toby ran over to the other coach, and he goes, hey, can you send us that video? And that coach emailed it to the other guy.
Would you have been like, if it was your kid that served it up, you'd be like, no, that's been damaged. I don't have that video.
It was in the second. We had a 17-run second inning.
Whoa.
We were down, and we had a 17-run second inning.
Is that a crooked number, Owen?
And he, a couple of them. And during the game, my wife texted me, hey, will you ask them if they'll send us that video? I go, no, not during the middle of the game. Not after what just happened. I'm not going to go, hey, we just put it on you also.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you send me that video?
That's awesome.
I love that. I love that. And it doesn't need to be any negotiation or we'll give you this if you give me that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool of them to do that.
Oh, good for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.